On the line now have Cormac Moore, historian in residence with the Dublin City Libraries in the North Central area. Good afternoon, Cormac. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. Very good, thanks, Noel.
Not too bad at all, but the Historical Society, they're going to be embarking on something this week, and you're looking for people who moved to the area in the 50s and 60s. So tell us all about that.
Yes, we've, the new Coolock Artane and District Historical Society, and we're going to be embarking on a very big project this year. We want to do an oral interview project of people who moved to Coolock, surrounding areas in the 1950s and 60s. So we want to really, get down as much information as possible on people's stories. You know, where did they come from? Did they come from the tenements? Did they migrate from other parts of the country? Why did they move to Coolock, Artane, all those areas? What was their first impressions of the area? Were there many amenities there? Could have been done better? Were things done well? It's obviously very topical now with the huge housing crisis we have. And, all of these kind of big schemes from the 30s onwards, to the 50s and 60s, of people moving to, Crumlin, Cabra, and obviously we're particularly interested in, Coolock, Artane and those areas. To really get a good idea of what people's experiences were, when this mass movement of people, like Coolock, say, from 1961 to 1966, Coolock doubled in size. And in the 50s, it actually was a bigger increase. So, what was that like for people? And how was their lives changed with that? And we want to get as much of this down as possible through oral interviews of the people who actually were there when this happened and were part of this history.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about how the area has evolved, as you said yourself, in the 50s or so, it was just a little village, and it sort of slowly expanded. There was, in parts, big jumps and big estates built. I was wondering, I'd like to know what the recreational facilities were like when the estates were built in the areas, because as far as I can remember, I think Northside Shopping Centre didn't come into being out in the 70s, the early 70s, I think. I'm not sure.
I think, was it 71, opened? Was it? Yeah, it was the early 70s, yes, Northside Shopping Centre opened. So obviously there's people living there for almost 20 years, there's no shopping centre as such.
Yeah.
Where do they go for shopping? Did they have to go into town? There was no cinema for a long time. How did that affect them? Were they, how did they socialise? What were the sports facilities like? There was allocation for schools when a lot of people moved in, but how long did they take to be built? What did they do with issues like schooling initially? How were those issues overcome? I'm really interested to find out people's experiences of that. And even where people came from is really important too, because some people came from rented houses, some people came from flats, and there was just actually, I read an article not so long ago where you'd know the people who moved, say, to Coolock and Artane, whether they were from a rented flat or a rented house. If they were from a rented flat, all of their washing was bundled very closely together, whereas from a rented house they had a bit more space, so there was a bit more room for the washing on the line.
Yes,
all those kind of stories are really important for people to come to us with.
Okay, because I would sort of, I've met a lot of people out here, and a lot of people would have come from the south side, as you said, either from they were corporation flats or houses at
exactly.
the time. Families were so big, and especially in the corporation flats, where maybe two bedroomed flats that they came from, but an awful lot of people around here, not far from this building, from the south side of Dublin. So it'd be very interesting to hear their stories. When you get a compilation,
and they became north siders overnight.
It didn't, when I ask you, what are you going to do with the compilations that you get? Are you going to record them in some sense, and will we get the chance to hear them?
Absolutely, yes. So we will be recording all of them. Obviously, people have to agree to participate. They are going to be stored in Dublin City Library, so they're going to be all available, digitally as well, all of the archives. So it's going to be a big project, and Dublin City Library are fully supportive of it. There's going to be a workshop on the Saturday, 24th of March, at Coolock Library, of people who want to be interviewers. Who want to. For people to be interviewers, you have to be trained, you have to know what questions to ask, not to ask, And you have to, you know, have a good template as well. So we've already got 20 people signed up who are actually want to interview and people and get their stories. So this is going to be a big project. No, it's really going to kick off, I would think, from March, you know, end of March, April time, and then we're going to be looking to interview people from April, you know, right throughout the summer and into autumn, and you know, probably start kind of compiling and putting it together, you know, towards the latter part of the year. But it obviously depends on how many people want to, you know, come forward with their stories. We already have a lot of people who've are very interested in taking part, but the more we have, the better. The more sample size we have, better, the better stories we'll get, and the better information we'll have as well of people's experiences of moving to the area.
And I suppose even those that maybe moved to the area and maybe had families after they moved here, and the young people, maybe at middle age now to an extent, but sort of have been told stories of what it was like, they can re-relate them as well. So I'm sure you'd be interested in talking to those as well.
No, absolutely right, Noel. Yeah, I'm sure many people who moved here who died, but their families, still live in the area and can recall many stories of what they were told. We want all of this information. You know, we're open to as much information as possible. The more information we have, the better history we get. And it's even like the Dublin at the time was say late '50s, for example. Like the emigration had kind of stopped in Dublin. You know, the economy started improving in the late '50s, so less people were leaving the city and going abroad. The city started to mushroom out. Many migrants came in from the country, and they had to be housed. So, you know, it's not just a case of the tenements being cleared and people moving to the surrounding suburbs. It's also people moving into the city and moving to the surrounding suburbs as well. So we really want to get a good feel of where people came from and what their life was like before they moved to, you know, to Coolock and Artane and, you know, Bonnybrook and then so on. And what their experiences were like.
Yeah, because I imagine, I don't even have to imagine, I know for a fact, talking to some people over the years, that the sort of society they would have come from would have been rather parochial, and then to integrate into a new society and how they got on and stuff like that. It sounds fascinating.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward now to hearing people's stories. You know, and even as you were saying, you know, many people from you know, flats. Corporation and flats, and then they moved to like 4-bedroom houses and, you know, 5-bedroom houses, some cases 3-bedroom houses. What was that like? You know, what was this new lease of life, all this new extra space? How did they cope with that? You know, that would be fascinating in itself. And living in the city, you know, where there were a lot more amenities, and then moving to, you know, a greenfield area. What was that like? You know, how did they cope with that? How did their families cope with that? There's so many great stories. I'm sure we're going to hear. It really is important we get this history recorded, you know, for future generations that can understand what Coolock and Artane and all these areas have become from where they were.
Yeah, because a lot of people at that time, they would call themselves urbanites. And when they move out to sort of Coolock, it may say strange to some of young listeners now, or even middle-aged ones, they're saying, we're going to the country. What? We're going to live in the country. So that sort of reaction was there at the time, because the holiday destinations was like Rush, and people going out for a great... people going out for a great day would be going out to Howth or Bray, and it's only a few miles away, but still it was a big jaunt for them. So this is the different perceptions would be really, really fascinating to hear.
Yeah, no, it's a big project. The feedback we've got so far and the interest we've got so far is really high. So I'm really excited about the amount of people I think will participate, the stories that they will be able to tell. The fact we've already got 20 people signed up who want to do the interview, you know, shows that, you know, we're going to have a big body of people who are involved in this project. So the main thing is now, you know, to get the message out there that if you've got a story to tell, whether it's your own story or, you know, your dad, your mother from the times gone past, we want to hear your stories. We want to get that down, record that for future generations. And Dublin City Library has said to me, look, let's see how this goes. But, you know, why not then look at other areas like, you know, Cabra, Crumlin, you know, Ballymun, Finglas, Ballyfermot, Wouldn't it be great if we could have oral histories of all the kind of surrounding suburbs that grew, mushroomed out in the 20th century? But Coolock Artane will be the first such area that we're doing this on a wide scale.
Yeah, when you think about it, as you mentioned a few places there, the expanse that went on, like Ballyfermot, as you said, yourself there, Crumlin, and just down the road there, Finglas, which is vast, and Ballymun itself, which has enlarged quite well over the past 40, 50 years as well. So if people is out there listening to us, Cormac, and they're passing the word along, how should they get in touch?
Yeah, we're going to be having a big, you can call it a recruitment drive. I would think it's going to be beginning of April. I just want to get for people to have it in their minds at this stage. But we will be doing, fairly big advertising in April. I would think it'd be April time because the workshop itself is the 24th of March. So there won't be any interviews happening until we're trained. We're all trained to do the interviews.
Okay.
That's happening the 24th of March. It'll be after that. So we will be getting in touch and we'll be advertising and asking people to get in touch. If you want to get in touch now and say, look, I do have a story to tell, the best way of doing that is through the website or the Coolock. Just do a search for Coolock Artane and History in the Historical Society. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. If you don't have access to those means, don't worry about it yet, but we will be in touch in April. But if you can get access to online, through Facebook, Twitter, or the actual Coolock Artane District Historical Society.
Okay.
Get in touch with us through those means and say you want to participate.
Okay.
And we will note that and be in touch in April timeframe.
Okay.
But the reason why I want to mention it today is that I just want to get people thinking about it, or even maybe talk to their neighbours or friends that they think would be good, good people to get involved in this project. Because I think it will be fun. If it goes well, who knows? What kind of history we'll have to talk about at the end of this year.
Okay, another way people can get in touch, with Near FM here in Northside today.
Absolutely.
And because you're on here regularly and you're part of the programme now, so they can get in touch with us here at Near FM and we will pass it on to you as well. But you're going to be missing for a couple of weeks. I'm going to miss you now, and a lot of people listening on Fridays will as well.
Well, I'll be back on, I think, March 16th, but I'm away now for the guts of a month, I'll be back in with gusto on March 16th.
Okay, that's the day before St. Paddy's Day, so we'll have a good chat
then. Yeah.
Thanks very much, Cormac, and enjoy the break. Thanks a lot.